Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done. And I am so excited because next week, it's official, Leslie. Next week is the first week of spring 2023. And that means the gloves, you know, I'm not saying the gloves are off. No, actually, the work gloves are on.
You're swapping gloves. It's just a glove swap.
They're swapping gloves. That's right. The winter gloves are off. The work gloves are on, and we're going to get going on our projects around the house, inside and out. If you've got one on your to-do list, we would love to hear all about it. You can reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask. There is a blue microphone there. Just click it, record your question, and you'll come right to us. We'll get a chance to answer it on the next show. Or you can post your question on the same page at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you want a quick way to start a neighborhood feud, just go ahead and put up an ugly fence on the wrong side of a property line.
That sounds like a terrible way to become a friend.
Yeah, well, we're going to share some tips on the right way to fence in your yard.
All right, guys, and as the weather is getting nicer, you're going to be spending a lot more time outside and on your deck, so now really is the time to make sure that that deck is safe. We're going to share some tips to help you spot signs of deck trouble before it becomes too dangerous.
And now that it's officially spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and work well is your vacuum. If yours just doesn't have the sucking power it used to, we're going to help you with some easy tips to make sure your number one cleaning tool is good to go.
But first, we want to know what you want to know, because if you guys can dream it, you can for sure build it, or, you know, hire the right person to do so. It depends on what kind of mood you're in and your skill level. But whatever it is you guys are working on or planning to do for the spring and summer season, reach out to Team Money Pit. We're standing by to lend a hand.
And one listener to today's show is going to win a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. Because we think home improvements are an adventure. Just like an adventure trip, it's very exciting, it's very exhilarating, and it doesn't always end up exactly like you planned, which speaks to so many home improvement projects. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT, or again, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Beverly from Baltimore on the line, who's got a super drafty home. I was trying to think of a way to say drafty with a B also, Beverly, Baltimore. But she's got a very old house and is looking for some help keeping it from being so drafty. What's going on?
I live in historic Fells Point for the Marylanders, and it's an end-of-group row home that was built in 1880.
1880, wow. That's even older than our house.
Yeah, it's old. But it was rehabbed and or maybe a flip when we bought it in 2005. And We've done some things to the house since then, but our ground floor is always freezing. And, you know, I thought it was just normal living in a house that was built in 1880.
Well, I guess I'm just supposed to be cold. Oh, well.
But the more that I listen to your show, I'm thinking that's not normal. So I think that there's a crawl space under my house, but I can't figure out how it would be accessed to check out the insulation, because I know you guys talk about how important insulation is. Well, if there's any insulation at all, everything is sealed up except for this teeny tiny little 5-inch long by 3-inch high.
Yeah.
Great on the alley side. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and so the thing is, when we had the house inspected before we bought it, the fact that you couldn't even get into the crawl space, it wasn't raised as an issue. And now that we're in this house for like X many years, we're like,
right.
So what can you, what would you suggest?
Okay, so first of all, I would like to know what the heck's going on with that crawl space. Now, I've done a lot of inspections in the years as a professional home inspector, and typically, if you don't have a crawl space access like that, I would do whatever I could to take a peek in there. I mean, I've laid down in the alleyways between houses like that and pressed my face up against that grate, and the only other thing next to my eye socket was my flashlight, so I could try to see what was happening in there, because if there's going to be trouble, it's going to be in an inaccessible crawl space, and I would look to see if there's insulation, if the lumber looked like it was structurally sound, if I saw any termite tunnels walking up the walls. You know, there is some information that you can get by taking that close look. If there was a problem that we had to get in there, then, of course, there are ways to open that up and create an access, or at least some access, to do what you got to do. But let me ask you this. How is your house heated?
We have forced air, yeah. So it's gas, and it's like central, because it was a rehab. They made it all modern, right? You know.
I bet you forced air wasn't its first heating system. I bet you had a hot water system or a steam system in there somewhere. Are your ducts located in the ceiling, or are they on the walls?
Oh goodness, they're all over the place. They're largely located in the ceiling.
Knew it. I knew it. So you may have heard this before, but heat rises. So when you have heat distributed at the ceiling, it doesn't want to go down too well. You know what I think I might consider in this case, because it's just so darn hard to reconfigure it at this point. I might consider some supplemental heat. And I generally don't recommend electric baseboards, but in your case, and considering the fact that this is sort of, the heating system is designed to, let's say, take the edge off those really, really cold days, I might think about adding some supplemental baseboard electric heat, properly installed and properly wired. You want to make sure your system can handle it, with a thermostat, so that you, on those cold days, could supplement the forced air heat, because, you know, all that forced air heat that you're distributing at the ceiling level is just never going to get down. And that may be coupled with the fact that you just don't have enough insulation, or any insulation, in that floor. And we haven't even talked about the walls yet. So I think in your case, I might consider some supplemental electric baseboards heat, just for that taking the edge off sort of reason, and not become your primary heating system. Otherwise, you're going to be spending, you know, $600 a month in electricity, and we don't want that to happen. But it's inexpensive to put in, I mean, comparatively. You could also put in a split ductless system, but then you're kind of doing the same thing. You would still have high electric bills as a result of that. So I think I would do that. And then I'd also see if I could, you know, get a view of that crawl space, just so I kind of knew what was going on in that area.
You might not be able to answer this, but, like, is it even legal to have a house that does not have access to a crawl space?
They didn't have building codes in 1880. You know, look, these houses sort of morph over time. I've seen a lot of houses like that in your part of the country, and also in Washington, D.C., where I did a lot of home inspections. And it's not, you know, it's not optimal, but it happens. And, you know, you buy those houses with some degree of risk as a result, which is why I always did everything I possibly could to have a look in there, using whatever was accessible to me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of risk, okay. So I've owned this house, this wonderful delight of a surprise, since 2005. And, you know, we've done a lot of things to it to just keep it alive. you know, replace the furnace, the air conditioner. But the question that I have to keeping the home, like, healthy, right, is do people ever hire a home inspector to do, like, a thorough checkup of the property, even if they're not looking to sell it? You know, like, just like you're, you visit a primary care physician. I know it seems like it might be, like, a crazy expenditure of money, but, good Lord, I would love to be able to understand, like, what's the next thing I need to spend money on?
No, I think that's a really good idea. In fact, you know, when I was a home inspector, I did quite a few of those inspections, just sort of like, let's just, you know, look at this point in time and see what the condition of the building is. Because a home inspector is the reason it's helpful to use a home inspector for this is because home inspectors, we're generalists, right? We can cover the heating and the cooling, the plumbing, the electrical systems. We can cover the roof. We can cover the structure. And second to that, we're not contractors. So we're not going to say, Beverly, I got good news and I got bad news. You know, the bad news is you need a new roof. The good news is I'm free this week and I can do it for you. Sign here. You know, you're not going to get that kind of thing from a home inspector. They're basically sworn to be independent. And so I think having an inspector go through that property and sizing up the whole place, and especially the areas that that you're worried about or observations that you've made of issues of concern, I think would be a really smart thing for you to do.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, awesome. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for just doing what you do. And Tom and Leslie, love you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And good luck with that project. Sounds like you're going to have quite a to-do list for a while.
we'll work on it. All right. Take care.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you this spring weekend from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they handle the rest. Start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, they say good fences make good neighbors, but they also add style and value to your home. We're going to give you tips on the right fence for your needs when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this six-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every week, Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're planning your next home improvement adventure, now would be a great time to reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask, because it just so happens we're giving away an adventure guide to help you get through with those projects.
Yep, we've got a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. And that's going out to one listener. It's drawn at random, so make that you.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Heading out to Phoenix, where we've got Jeff on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, my situation is I have a condo in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's all on one floor. It's on the ground floor. However, the way the condo is constructed, the master bedroom adjoins a unheated garage. Consequently, especially in Phoenix in the summer, the master bedroom area of the condo, it gets very warm. The thermostat is in the general living area, the living dining room area, and there is, of course, a wall separating the master bedroom from that area. So I'm trying to figure out how can I make the master bedroom, master bath a more livable situation.
And because it's a condominium, you probably can't add like a supplemental air conditioner or something like that. You're pretty much stuck with what you have. Is that right?
That's my understanding. There's HOAs and they govern all these things. And from what I understand, I haven't tested those waters yet.
How's the airflow through the registers? Is it pretty strong or do you feel like maybe it's obstructed?
No, I don't think it obstructed at all. In fact, I had a fellow look, and he said it's absolutely clear, and it's not an obstruction issue.
The problem here is the positioning of the thermostat. It's only going to operate the heating and cooling system based on the temperature where it is, and that's normal. But in your case, you've got such a differentiation between where the thermostat is and your master bedroom bath area that's not doing the job. So there is a solution here. Now, Ecobee is a type of smart thermostats, and the reason I bring up that particular type of thermostat is because they also sell a sensor that works with the thermostat, and once you install this new Ecobee thermostat, you have the opportunity to add sensors, and the sensor would be in your master bedroom. And then you go into the operation of this thermostat and you basically tell it what temperature to operate based on. So you could say to this thermostat essentially, if my bedroom gets to be over X, then bring on the system, even though where the main thermostat is located, it hasn't reached that temperature yet. So you have the opportunity to sort of balance your comfort across the home. And you can do that on a calendar basis or a clock basis, so it's not like that all the time. Maybe it's just in the afternoon. You can just work with it after a while to kind of dial it in. But the thing here is that you get a thermostat and some number of sensors. You might need one, you might need more, and you can adjust it accordingly. Does that make sense?
It does. However, I'm a bit concerned. Would that mean that the thermostat would kick on and if it reads that the temperature in the bedroom is 85, whereas the rest of the house is 72, is it going to kick on and therefore the rest of the condo would go down to 60, even though the bedroom would now be a comfortable 72?
It may be, but then you wouldn't have the opportunity to shut down some of the ducts or some of the vents in the rest of the place to get things balanced out where you want it. It's going to be a learning experience for you and the thermostat. Because we're trying to do something here where we don't have the ability to add an additional unit. You know, in my house, I've got two rooms in my very old house that don't keep up well with the air conditioner in the summer because of their exposure. One room, which is the kitchen, is an addition that was done in the early 1900s, and of course it's got the ceiling and three of the walls are exposed to the outside, so it needs more air conditioning than the rest. And then I have an office on the west side of the house, both of which are pretty far away from where the central air conditioning system is located. And so for those, I use a split ductless system to supplement it. If you can't add air conditioning because your condominium association does not allow that, we have to get more creative, and that's why I suggested a thermostat system that includes sensors where you have the chance to balance it out.
Appreciate your help.
Well, putting up a fence can add style, security, and value to your property, but it can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and cause a battle with your neighbors. To avoid those pitfalls, you gotta plan very carefully.
All right, first, guys, you need to check your property line. You want to make sure that you're not building into your neighbor's yard. And you also want to check with local officials to make sure that you don't need a permit to build a fence, period. Now, once you're sure about all of those things, you can start thinking about what kind of fence you like.
And fencing is available in many materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. And that natural wood can be beautiful, but it's going to require the most maintenance. For us, we went with natural wood, but I made sure to prime it on all sides, which includes the top and the bottom of the boards. It made a big difference, and it's lasted like 10 years so far.
And also, guys, you have to remember that there are two sides to a fence, and one side looks way better than the other. And guess what? You got to put that good side to the outside. I know you want it to look really great on the inside, and I promise you the backside of that fence is going to look great in your yard, but that beautiful finished outside of that fence has to go on the exterior. So whether that's your neighbor's yard, the front of the house, yada, yada, it's got to look good on the outside. Now, I've even seen people double up a fence so that they have good sides on both sides. That's in your budget. Go for it.
Yeah, there's a certain type of fence that has basically two good sides, and if that's the case, you could do that. But if you've just got, like, say, a standard 6-foot stockade fence, sorry, good side has to face out. Hey, for a complete checklist of tips and more advice on the best fences, head on over to MoneyPit.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. I feel like come springtime, the news is just covered with them. But if you are able to do a good preseason deck inspection, that's going to tell you if you've got anything to worry about in the first place.
We'll share tips to spot signs of deck trouble before it becomes dangerous when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR. Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meets.
That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring. It's time to get rid of the winter gloves and slip on the spring work gloves and get outside and get some projects started, get some projects done. If you've got questions about your projects, you can reach us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Ann on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on with the insulation at your place?
I was just wondering what the best way or best product to use for a very drafty house around the windows, underneath the floor, feeling like it's coming through on the base of the cabinets in the kitchen. Drafty.
So, Ann, tackling drafts is a constant battle for you. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips. First of all, with respect to the windows, we need to figure out where these drafts are coming in. If the weather stripping is worn or missing in, say, their old double-hung windows, then that needs to be replaced. I often find, though, that you'll get drafts that'll be around the outside of the molding. Even on the inside of the house, that casing, that trim, will sometimes allow air to draft in from the outside, especially on a windy day. So for those areas, we recommend that you caulk the outside perimeter. And for the windows themselves, you should be adding new weather stripping to that. Now, you also mentioned being very chilly towards the floor and the base cabinet. So that might be, to me, Leslie, it sounds like it could be the box beam. You know, the floor underneath that part of the house.
It's just open.
Yeah, it may not be insulated. You know, that box beam, which is where the floor joists sort of intersect with the outside of the house, that area needs to be insulated. And in fact, if you have an unfinished crawl space, the floor system itself needs to be insulated. So I would start there with weather stripping the windows. And secondly, I would insulate the floor underneath that area and especially that box beam area. And if you want to go the extra mile, you could also use a product like Great Stuff to seal any large gaps that are in there where air might be coming in. You know, you can do your own kind of draft inspection if the wind's blowing right just by sort of holding the back of your hand against the window area, not touching the window, but just right up against it, because I find that the back of my hand is much more sensitive than my palm, and I can really pinpoint drafts sometimes by doing that.
Well, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses, but a good preseason deck inspection is going to tell you if you've got anything to worry about. And doing your own deck inspection isn't that hard to do, or you can definitely hire a pro to do it for you.
Well, there are definitely some telltale signs of trouble that are pretty easy to see if you know where to look. So first, check for rot, check for decay. There are a few areas of the deck to look at to make sure the wood is still solid. That includes the ledger board. Now, that's where the deck attaches to the house. It's a very common source of deck failure. It's got to be solid, no rot, and have solid bolts all the way through into the other side of the house framing. The support posts and the joists under the deck are important to check. The deck boards, the railings, and the stairs, and pay special attention to any areas that tend to remain damp and are regularly exposed to water or in contact with fasteners. You can use a tool like a screwdriver or an ice pick to penetrate that wood surface. When I did these inspections professionally, I had a long Craftsman screwdriver, like the kind that the mechanics used to work on engines. And I would buy two of them at the same time because they'd actually wear out the tips from all the poking about I would do with those things. But man, when you find rot, it looks good from the outside, but that screwdriver will go right through it. That's why I like it. Plus, as you tap on a board that is rotted, it has a different sound than one that's solid. You'll get used to this as you start tapping around your house. Inspect all that area. Inspect those wood surfaces. Inspect those wood structural members to make sure that they are solid, because it's the surest sign of a deck problem if they're not.
All right. Now, you've also got to check the flashing. Now, the flashing is that metal or plastic guard that directs the water away and out from the sensitive areas of the structure. And it's often installed where the deck and house come together. That's going to keep moisture and debris from collecting between the house and the deck's ledger board. So you have to be certain that the flashing is there, it's sound, and it's firmly in place. And then go ahead and check all the fasteners. You want to tighten up anything that you find loose and pound in any nails that are popping up. And if a fastener appears rusted or even corroded, just replace it. Now, a corroded fastener can cause deterioration in the wood that's surrounding it. And lastly, the deck and the stairs, that should appear even without sagging. And you should not go on them if they sway or if they move when they're tested. So it's like there's a couple of things to look out for, and a lot of it has to do with movement there.
Now, also, don't forget to check the railings and the banisters. They need to be secure. You can push on them to make sure there's no give. And also to be sure they're high enough, most codes require a 36-inch high railing and usually encourage 42-inch high railings with the spindles no more than 4 inches apart. That's measured from the inside of those spindles. It's really important to keep small kids and pets from squeezing through, so keep that in mind. Especially important the higher your deck is off the ground as well.
All right, and finally, here's a good trick of the trade. Besides the structure, when you're checking everything out, if you find some badly cracked or even just splintered floorboards, there's a really easy fix for it. You just pry them up, flip them over, and reattach.
Yep, because since that backside hasn't been exposed to the sun, it'll probably be in as good a shape as the day it was first put down.
Ray in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a asphalt driveway, blacktop.
Okay.
What I want to do, I'm taking the asphalt out, and I'm going to put a concrete drive
okay.
in.
Okay.
My question is, the area by the road is pretty solid, and another thing is, I want to raise the drive up for about a little over 4 inches.
Okay.
So what I want to do is leave the end by the road and just pour the concrete on top of the blacktop.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a mistake. You know, I don't think the blacktop is a good thing for you to go on top of. I would encourage you to excavate it and to build it up properly with properly tamped fill dirt and stone and compress it very, very well with tampers, and then go ahead and put the concrete on top of that. I think if you put it over the asphalt, you're really asking for trouble. I really don't advise that. I would definitely take it up and do it from scratch. Even if you have to add some fill there to bring it up to where you want it to be, you then put the driveway down, and you may even want to reinforce the concrete since it's such a long driveway.
You figure the asphalt wouldn't hold it, wouldn't be strong enough.
No,
huh?
I don't like it. I don't like it. No, I can't ever imagine. I would never do that myself, and I just don't think it's a good combination. I mean, look, the asphalt fell apart at the top of the driveway. It's eventually going to do that at the bottom.
Oh, I got you. I see what you mean.
All right, Ray, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Still ahead, is your vacuum cleaner acting up? We're going to share some troubleshooting tips next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we want you to follow The Money Pit podcast. If you do, you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Karen's on the line with a question about circuit breakers and whether or not we need to keep turning them on and off. Welcome. How can we help you?
You mentioned something earlier on your show about turning circuit breakers on and off and then doing something. I did not catch the whole thing. I had just started watching the show. And also checking for water leaks. I'm wondering if you can repeat that information or if it could be on your website.
So many people talk about exercising the circuit breaker. You know, it's like I don't know if there's really anything to it other than making sure things don't get jammed up and everything is capable of turning on and off in the event that you need to do so. So, like, what do you recommend, Tom? Every, like, 2 or 3 months do it, or, like, once a year?
I think you could turn them on or off every couple of months just to keep things flexible. And then also make sure you check your ground fault circuit breakers. Those are the outlets sometimes with the test and reset buttons, just to make sure they're flexible and operating. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and it certainly won't hurt, and it could definitely help.
It's so funny, the outside ones with the circuit breakers, I only really use it during the holiday time. And anytime I need to, you know, reset it because it's been rainy or whatnot, I always have to use, like, one end of the plug because it's kind of stiff because I'm not,
right,
obviously,
yeah,
exercising that circuit.
That's right. Yeah.
What about your water? I mean, you should not have that water meter running at all, ever. Like, so is it worth it to go outside, check that meter if you've got all the faucets off just to make sure you don't have a leak you don't know about?
Yeah, it's a good idea. So if all the faucets and fixtures are off, yet the water meter is still running, then obviously you're running water somewhere. And the most likely place that would be is a toilet. Typically, a flush valve at the bottom of the tank, if it leaks a little bit, it's going to force the toilet to refill all the time. That's a very common reason for the water meter to be running, even when everything else is off. So it definitely tells you if something is going on.
Well, with all the spring cleaning we are about to be doing, have you tried your vacuum lately? Is it acting up? Well, the fix might be easier than you think. First of all, you want to start by checking the suction. If it's poor or not even happening, the issue there could be a clog in the hose, the bag, or the filter, or your canister might be full and need to be replaced or emptied.
Are you hearing a funny noise or a vibration? If it sounds like it's coming from the motor area, it may very well be a broken fan blade. But if the noise is coming from the brush area, then it could be a defective brush roller bearing or the brush roller itself. If either is defective, it needs replacing, which is pretty much an easy do-it-yourself project.
Now, if your vacuum is hard to push or if you smell burning rubber, it could have a broken or a worn belt. So to do that, you want to check the brush roller for obstructions and clear away any hair or carpet fibers. If the brush roller spins freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall the belt and test for proper operation again.
And if you find you need to replace your vacuum cleaner's belt, here's a trick that I use. I buy two, and I tape the extra one to the vacuum handle so it's always there and handy the next time the belt breaks. And they're pretty cheap. They're worth always having an extra one on hand. For more troubleshooting tips for getting those vacuums working properly, just visit MoneyPit.com and search vacuum cleaners.
Jesse in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I just built a new garage, and I 2x4 is OSB on the outside. I put a Tyvek on the outside and vinyl siding. Now, I have unfaced insulation in the walls, and I got faced insulation on the ceiling. Now, I live in the Midwest, so it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. and I get mixed reviews about putting up a vapor barrier or not on the walls, and I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, I don't really think you need a vapor barrier on those walls. I think you could probably go without it. Your vapor barrier is outside with the Tyvek. That's going to start the stop the wind from coming through and stop the excessive moisture. And it also breathes. You know, those, if you're going to use fiberglass on the exterior walls, it's got to breathe. So I wouldn't put a second vapor barrier on the inside.
What about with the cars when they're wet in the winter and stuff, when the moisture gets trapped in the walls?
Well, certainly, you know, there's going to be some level of humidity in there, but that's normal. I mean, that all fiberglass insulated walls have that level of dampness. I'm just concerned that if you have vapor barriers on both sides, it might trap that moisture inside and make it harder to dry, and then you can get some mold and mildew issues, which you really want to avoid.
I'm going to put OSB up on the inside, too. Is that going to change anything?
No, that won't change anything.
I guess that's about, I didn't know if Tyvek was a moisture barrier or a vapor barrier.
Yeah, it is a vapor barrier. That's exactly what it does. Yeah.
All righty. That's the only question I had for you.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy spring, everybody. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, skylights are a great way to let the light in, but only if you can keep them open. We're going to share some new technology that does just that when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, this is Frank Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now,
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Dirt stick to it. It's made by Velux. It's what they call neat glass, and it combines energy efficiency, sort of the low E dual pane energy efficient glass, with a special coating that works with sunlight and rain to remove that debris. It's got basically two different types of coatings that fight off water and dirt. It's got a silicone dioxide coating that reduces the water spots from the rain by creating a super smooth surface that sort of evenly disperses and evaporates the water. And then it has a titanium dioxide coating that actually decomposes the organic material that's left behind. So that's going to make the dirt and the dust and the tree debris basically break down on the glass through a reaction with the UV light. Of course, that will require you installing brand new skylights, but given the sensitivity you have to the issue, I presume also that there's no way to kind of reduce the debris. If you've got like overhanging trees and that sort of stuff, you know, cutting those backs will help as well in two ways. Actually, you get less droppings and you get more sunlight, which tends to sort of burn off a lot of that organic material by itself. But short of that, you might want to think about upgrading some new skylights with this neat glass.
All right, now we've got one from Pam, who's installing a new floor in her bedroom, and she's asking, what corner should I start in relation to the door if you're laying plank flooring like laminate? I think also a lot of people are always confused about which direction that plank should go in.
Yeah, well, whatever direction you decide, you don't start in the corner. You start in the middle of the room. You draw a line down the middle of the room, and then your plank's either going to go up against that line on both sides or directly over it. And the way you make the determination is you measure where the planks are going to end up at the wall. You don't want to have a little tiny strip of a plank end up at the wall. You want at least a half of a plank to end up at the wall. So depending on how that measurement works out, that's how you decide what side of the line you actually start on, either right on the line or you put your first plank right down the middle of the line.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Pam. And good luck with that new floor. It's always fantastic to add in a new flooring to the bedroom. And you can always bring in an area rug if you want it to be more cozy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful, almost officially spring day. Spring starts next week, but heck, we started our spring projects weeks ago, so we're kind of ahead of it. But if you're just getting started on it, we would love to hear from you. If you need some help to get going, if you don't know how to start a project, or if you're already stuck in the middle of one, reach out to us anytime 24/7. You can do so by going to moneypit.com/ask or click the blue microphone button on every page of the site. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Mr. Trump, who's running his third White House campaign, also shared an old video clip to both sites in which he said, quote, "Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business," unquote. George Williams reporting.
The former president used the platforms to say he expects to be arrested Tuesday as a New York prosecutor is keying in on charges in a case examining alleged hush money paid to women who alleged to have had inappropriate encounters with the then businessman. Mr. Trump doesn't say how he knows such plans exist, but does note what he calls illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Russia says it's ready to extend a deal that enables Ukraine to export grain, but not for as long as hoped.
The UN and Turkey brokered the deal, aiming to ensure global food supplies and keep prices from spiraling. It allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from three of its Black Sea ports. A separate agreement between the UN and Russia covers Moscow's shipments of fertilizer to global markets. The original 120-day deal would be automatically extended for another 120 days unless one of the parties objects, which Russia has done. Its UN ambassador says Moscow will agree to a 60-day extension, but from its perspective, the deal's not working. The Kremlin wants Russian agricultural exports exempted from Western sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
Congress continues to try to figure out how to best respond to the recent failure of two banks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Millions of fish have washed up dead in southeastern Australia.
Authorities in New South Wales say the fish deaths occurred during a heat wave that put unnecessary stress on a system that has experienced extreme conditions from wide-scale flooding. The deaths likely caused by low oxygen levels as the floods recede, a situation made worse by fish needing more oxygen because of the warmer weather. Officials do say, unfortunately, fish kills on the rivers have occurred before in severe drought conditions. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal judge is giving Oklahoma and a dozen poultry companies 90 more days to reach an agreement on plans to clean up the Illinois River watershed, which has been polluted by chicken litter. In January, the judge ruled several companies polluted the river, and at that time had given the two sides until March 17th. More at townhall.com. A major automaker issues another recall.
Ford is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. to fix leaky brake hoses and because on some models, windshield wiper arms can break. On Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars from 2013 through 2018, the front brake hoses can rupture and leak brake fluid, which can make stopping distances longer. Dealers will replace the hoses. The second recall covers F-150 pickup trucks from 2021. The windshield wiper arms can break on those models. Dealers will replace the arms if needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes former Vice President Mike Pence to the microphones. NBC's Meet the Press has scheduled Senators Elizabeth Warren and Mike Rounds, while on CNN's State of the Union, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu stops by. Fox News Sunday has White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. More stories at townhall.com.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, because it is just about springtime officially. Spring starts next week. We've been doing spring projects for a while because, you know, we just couldn't wait. But if you're just getting started, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your spring fix-up questions. Maybe it's spring cleaning. Maybe it's organization. Maybe it's building a deck. Maybe it's doing a beautiful new lanai outside. Whatever's on your to-do list, you can swing it over to our to-do list by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and send us the voicemail, and we will answer it the next time we are on the show. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, according to a new survey, the real estate market has been very tough for millennials looking to buy their first home. In fact, 65% say they'd buy a fixer-upper to save money. We're going to share what this newest class of home buyer is doing to get into that first home just ahead.
And Mina Starziak Hawk, you might know her as the host of HGTV's Good Bones, and she's got a new podcast called Mina AF. Let me tell you, this girl tells it exactly like it is on that podcast. You get to know her, the good, the bad, and the ugly, although she's lovely. So she's going to be joining us soon, and we love her.
And is your family growing? Well, before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, it's smart to make sure that home sweet home is safe. So we've got everything you need to know about baby-proofing your money pit coming up.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. Spring is almost officially here, so let's get you kicking off your spring projects with all the tips you need to get those jobs done right.
Plus, wouldn't it be great if there was a guide to walk you through every step of your project?
Why, yes, it would be.
Wouldn't it? Well, it just so happens we're giving one away, because we're giving away our book, which is called My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. So give us a call right now. It's going out to one caller or one poster drawn at random. You can also post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Sergio in Arizona has a question about water heating. What can we do for you?
I have a tankless water heater that was put into our house before we moved in. The plumber forgot to put the hose on the, condensate outlet. So my question is, that water that's coming out of there is dripping into a bucket now.
Right.
Can I use that water, or do you guys happen to know if it's acidic?
It's condensation. It should not be acidic. I think you can use it.
Yeah.
I mean, usually you drain it outside. It's going to a bucket, and typically if you don't, it depends on how your, like, the system is set up. But if it drains down towards the floor and your plumbing is up high, as most is, typically it would drain into a condensate pump, which is a small pump, about 6x9, 6x12 kind of pump. It sits on the floor. It's float actuated. And then you'd have a hose on that, and it would just go up a small tube. I mean, like, the tube's like less than a half of an inch in diameter. And then you'd like either drill a hole through the outside wall right about level with the floor and let it go out into the garden. Or you could drop it into a drain if you had one. But, I don't see any reason you couldn't use that water. And I commend you for trying to be very earth friendly in this, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, right, this year. So, why not? I don't see any reason you can't. Yep.
Right. No, and that was my other question. We have a organic, raised bed in the backyard. So that tankless water heater's in the front. So I'd have to be poking a hole out in the front wall, which leads to nowhere. So I was wondering, can I dump that? So that was my question. Can I dump that water into our raised bed garden in the backyard?
Yeah, I think you can.
Yep, that was my question. I couldn't get a solid answer anywhere in town, really. Everybody's like 50-50. You know, it's acidic, don't use it. And some were saying, yes, use it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I think it's just pure condensation, so I don't think it's an issue. All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now I've got Judy on the line. Judy, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, at our money pit, we have a problem in our basement. We have mold, and so we have people coming to look at it, and they're supposed to be working on fixing it. But I was wondering if there's something we can do instead of having to hire somebody to do it. We put a dehumidifier down there. I've cleaned it out as best I can, and so it's just an old 98-year-old house that we love, and we don't want it to do that. So what can we do?
So, Judy, first of all, what kinds of folks are you talking to? Are these like basement waterproofers?
They said they specialize in mold removal, and they told us that we had to get everything out of the – had seven different rooms in it. So they said that the two – we had to redo the gutters first, and that seems to really have helped. And we have a dehumidifier still down there, and I cleaned it all out, moved everything out of two of the rooms where they – did flashlights or something and figured out that what the, like a light that detects mold in the ceiling and two of the walls. And so they want to do those two rooms for sure. They said, I don't know what they do, but.
Well, yeah. Here's my concern. First of all, there's a lot of folks out there that claim to be mold detectives. And the reason I asked you about waterproofers, because that's like a side business for those guys. The things that you did do in terms of improving the gutter system will definitely have a big improvement, because the reason it gets damp down there is because water collects the foundation perimeter. So clean gutters, extended downspouts, and soil that slopes away from the outside wall is the best way to dry out that going forward. Now, the mold that you are seeing, do you physically, personally see mold, or are they just telling you that it's there? And describe to me what you have seen.
I've only seen, I mean, it's like it looks like the cement blocks, the porous stuff, you know, what you in between
the concrete blocks.
In between the concrete blocks, that you can see, it's almost like they're not really hard, and you know, there's the places where it's
looks
like it could decay or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So does it look like white or grayish and kind of crusty?
Gray and crusty. There you go.
That's not mold. This is exactly what I was concerned about. That is not mold. What you are seeing is simply mineral deposits. When those blocks get wet, and they're very absorbent, they're very hydroscopic, the water gets drawn into those walls, and then it evaporates, and it leaves behind its ground salt. And so all that stuff that you're seeing has nothing to do with mold. In fact, mold's not going to grow on concrete blocks because they're not organic. So I think you're definitely being misled. I would suggest that you not work with a mold remediation contractor, but if you want a good set of independent eyes on that place from somebody who doesn't have a dog in the hunt, so to speak, I would hire a home inspector, a home inspector who's a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors, have them look at the place, and let them tell you what they see. It may very well be that you don't have mold, and what you need to do is to dry that basement out, and maybe even once it's all dried out, you can clean off that mineral deposit. Usually it's a vinegar and water solution will make that disappear. And then maybe you can paint the walls with a damp-proofing paint to stop them from holding as much water or letting the water at least evaporate out. That's not the first thing you do. It's the last thing you do because you're not going to keep the water out that way, but that will be the last step in terms of making that room as dry as possible. But I think you can hold your money on the mold guys with the special flashlights at the Tech Molds. I've never heard of such a thing. That was kind of a giveaway right there.
Okay. Well, that is something. But because they had some sort of, not just a flashlight, but some little gadget that they were looking on the ceiling, and they said, well, they thought on the wood in the, you know, in the ceiling area, too, that there was something that maybe there's not. So you think a home inspector?
Yep, you want to go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI.org, and you can use their Find an Inspector tool. You get somebody there. And the nice thing about ASHI inspectors is they have a standard of practice and a code of ethics where they cannot be involved in the repair work of anything on a house that they're inspecting. So you get complete independence of advice, okay?
Okay. Sounds perfect.
Good luck, Judy. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Leslie, I have some very sad news.
Yeah?
A majority of millennials have been reduced to tears during the home search process.
Can you see my eye roll?
I know, right? We're going to share what's totally stressing them out when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this spring season? I'm calling it spring. When we're at the cusp like this, that's just it. We're spring season already, you guys. So what are you working on? Are you thinking about a project, big, small, inside, outside, like a major project where you're going to have to like eat out of a microwave for the rest of the month until the kitchen's done? Well, whatever it is, we've got lots of plans, ideas, tips, tricks to help you out. So make sure you join the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're inspired to plan your next home improvement adventure, now would be a very good time to reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask, because it just so happens we're giving away a guide to help you get through those adventures themselves.
Yeah, and we've got a copy of our book. That's what we're talking about, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. That's going to go out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you.
Someone described our book once, Leslie, by saying, it's the owner's manual you never had. You know, you buy a toaster, you get an owner's manual. You buy a mixer, you get an owner's manual. You buy a house, you're pretty much on your own.
Yeah, same thing with the baby. Two biggest things in your life, no instructions.
Right? You could use them sometimes, too. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT if you do with your home improvement question, or you could post it at moneypit.com/ask. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and send you out a brand new copy of My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. Or we will send you a graffiti-strewn one that includes our signatures. Whatever you want. The number here, again, 888-MONEYPIT.
Now I've got Mike in Arkansas on the line who's got a bathroom venting question. What's going on?
Well, I've lived in my house for about 20 years now, and it doesn't seem like I had any issues with excessive moisture up in the attic, but my vent for one of my bathrooms recently went out, and I went up there to replace it, and I noticed that it wasn't vented through the roof, and it's probably something I should have noticed much sooner than this, seeing as how I had a metal roof put on a couple of years ago, and they didn't mention anything. But well, my question is there is obviously a 3-inch drain line vent that goes through the roof, and it's right in between these two bathrooms that are essentially share a wall. So what my question is whether or not I could put a T in that vent up in the attic and tie those two bathroom vent fans to that T and so exit
okay.
off the roof.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do, and the answer is no. You can't do that because the plumbing vent you're describing is just for that. It's the vent your plumbing system. The bath vent for the humidity in the room is a completely different purpose. So, no, what you need to do with the bath exhaust vent is to essentially duct it right to the outside. A couple of ways to do that. You could go up through the roof. There is a piece of flashing that will essentially go under the shingles and through the roof, and the water will run around it. It will not leak, and then the bath exhaust duct will be attached to that. Or you could turn it horizontally and go up towards, say, the gable vent, if there's one on the outside end of the building, or if you have to have a ridge vent, you could actually terminate it right near there if you didn't want to pierce the roof. But you can't tie in a bathroom fan vent with a bathroom plumbing vent. It seems like a good idea. I understand it, but no, you don't want it. It's not designed to go together like that. Yeah, you can also get water that would come down that pipe, and it would get into the exhaust duct for the fan, for the vent fan, and then you'd start getting water inside your bathroom.
I understand. I appreciate getting back to me.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for listening to the show.
Well, according to the newly released Millennial Home Buying Report, yes, that's a thing, millennial home buyers, they just can't catch a break. After weathering two economic recessions that delayed their ability to buy a home, they have entered one of the most expensive markets in U.S. history. And boy, it is nuts out there still.
It is, and high interest rates are millennials' number one obstacle to owning a home. And 80% are in debt. 80%. One in eight millennials are so desperate for a home, they're actually not paying other bills, which I guess makes it hard to qualify for a mortgage, or they're going into debt to save for that down payment.
Huh, that's an interesting approach. So what else are they doing about it? Well, in an effort to achieve their goal of homeownership, 45% of millennials are cutting back on non-essential spending, and 38% are working a second job or a side hustle to earn an additional source of income.
Yes, but there is apparently some good news. 75% of those surveyed think the housing market is in a bubble that could burst in 2023, and almost two-thirds believe that the buyer competition that's been driving up the prices will no longer be an issue. To that, I say wish list. I don't think it's going to go away.
Well, I was going to say, are we talking about 75% of the millennials we ask? This is what they think is going to happen? Yeah. Or some sort of like home buying expert?
Exactly. And now we know why they got themselves in such a jam. But the funny thing is that 65% are considering buying fixer-uppers, but one in six that bought the fixer-uppers severely regret it. So it did turn out, hasn't turned out so well.
I mean, it's crazy. We, you know, there's been so many houses in town. I live on Long Island that, you know, come on the market and they seem like, you know, high, like a million, say, and need a ton of work, but not like, oh, you know what, I'm going to buy it and knock it down. I can't even imagine every time I pass a house like that that I'm walking the dog by, somebody bought a house for a million, a little over a million, and just knock it down and start over. I'm like, first of all, where's everybody getting this money? But also, you can do so much to something that's already there to make it amazing.
We see it in our neighborhood, too. The buyers come in and go, well, we just want to do our own thing. So they just bulldoze it. And in my area, most of the folks come from New York, and they come over to New Jersey, and they're definitely afraid of trees falling on their house. So they turn around and take out all the trees.
Knock them all down.
Which is awful. You don't have, it's not, it's a very rare circumstance when a tree falls on anything. It really is. But to take them all down is really sad.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you understand the do's and the don'ts and the pitfalls that could happen. So don't cut down every tree and knock down a house. Let us give you a hand.
The number here again, 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get back to it.
Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that, okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, if you think doing one remodeling project is tough, try doing a dozen projects at the same time. We're going to hear all about that and more when we welcome our friend Mina Starziak-Hawk, the host of Good Bones, so stick around.
need a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining us today, we have a good friend and a super fantastic HGTV superwoman, Mina Starziak-Hawk. You know her from Good Bones. She's the daughter of the mother-daughter team and owner of Two Chicks and a Hammer with her mom and a brand new fun podcast. Mina is here to chat all things. So welcome, Mina.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
So you've been really successful with Good Bones. You guys have just wrapping up your eighth season. So congratulations. A lot of good TV you put out there.
Yeah, we haven't got fired yet, so very exciting.
I don't know if you guys know, I worked with Mina on the first two seasons of the show. We definitely got into some hairy home improvement situations, but I mean, we were flying at an insane speed in the earliest time of the seasons. So overlapping houses, it's nonstop. How many houses are you tackling in a season currently?
Right now, the most recent season that aired was 7, and I believe there were 12 episodes, so 12 full houses. And usually we're anywhere between 12 and 15.
And you guys seriously do a ton of work. If you guys aren't familiar with Good Bones, Mina and her team and her mom, Karen, they totally take these homes down to the bones and start from scratch.
I often get asked a lot about, like, the show name being Good Bones and, you know, explain what that is for you guys. And unfortunately, although it is a very cute name, our homes don't really have good bones.
You wouldn't have a show if they all had good bones.
Yeah. That implies you've got a good foundation. You know, you don't have any rot in your framing. Maybe, like, a sturdy roof structure. And we rarely, if ever, get those few things. So that's kind of what became our shtick is we could only really afford the worst of the worst. So that's what we've been doing.
So as you're tearing these houses apart, you're frequently finding surprises. In fact, that's probably what makes the show most interesting. What's some of the craziest situations you ever got yourself into that maybe you didn't expect when you first started tearing into the walls or the floors or the roof?
We had a house, I think it was season 6. It wasn't terribly long ago, but you know, we did demo and left on a Friday and came back on a Monday and the house had fallen over. So that was definitely a surprise. Yeah. I was like, well, did neighborhood kids, like, prank us? Did they push it over? It's not a funny prank. And there was a storm over the weekend. And a lot of times on these older homes, the siding will end up being part of the structural integrity. So when you're taking it off, you know, you might have roof ties that aren't actually nailed together. They literally are just leaning on each other. Once you pull that one thread, then, you know, all bets are off.
Well, and I think it's so interesting. You know, you guys obviously love Indianapolis so much. This is where you guys are born and raised and where you've started Good Bones and Two Chicks and a Hammer. And I love that you have become so dedicated to your city that you're reviving all of these neighborhoods over the course of the years and really breathing new life and bringing new home ownership.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed. You can see the change in the neighborhood where, you know, before when I moved into Fountain Square, it was, 2010. You know, people weren't really out and about a ton. It was a much more, like, artistic community. So it was these young kind of, like, more on the fringe people living here that were wildly creative, but you weren't seeing a lot of like families, like young single women, anything like that. And, you know, not that one's better or worse, but the neighborhood has just developed so much residentially and commercially that there's a much more diverse group of people. There's families. You see, you know, young single gals out walking their doodles left and right. So it's just, you know, definitely changed a lot.
Now, you're doing a lot of the work yourself, so you've got the sweat equity in there, but you're also working with contractors, and I presume that you're using contracts with these contractors, which I think is something that, unfortunately so many folks that we talk to that get themselves in a jam, maybe because they had a bad contractor or a bad experience or didn't come out exactly like they wished it to come out, they're not really paying careful attention to what's in that contract. So what have you learned over the years is important to check for when you're hiring a pro to tackle on some of those projects that you don't want to do yourself?
You know, I have an amazing list and, you know, great recommendations I can give to everyone, and you can still get screwed. It literally happened to us last week. So what I tell people is when you're working with a contractor, if you're asking questions and they're annoyed, like, then that's probably not a good start. But ask all the questions. Make sure, like, you were doing the research on your own so you're informed enough not to do the job yourself, but be able to know if it's happening wrong. And then I always tell people, don't sign a contract that says bathroom renovation, because what does that mean? So have it say, okay, bathroom renovation to include the following: labor and materials, or just labor, or just materials, you know, full gut down to original framing, removal and replacement of subfloor, replacement of Durarock or green board, like literally every single thing, line item it out. And then I always recommend tying payment to milestones. So not just you're going to give them 10 grand up front and 10 grand at the end. And I think it's a reasonable conversation to have with a contractor that if they're not shady, I think they'll understand, hey, this has happened before. I would really like to figure out a payment schedule that we're both comfortable with. So you're getting paid, you know, maybe in more increments, but you know, spread out over the period. So I can really feel, you know, comfortable with this. And most contractors, as long as they're, you know, getting paid, seem to be okay with that. But we had, we even personally had an experience, where a new contractor came, did $12,000 worth of work. We closed down our store for a week, did a huge refresh, and I mean, busted butt, was there till 2 a.m, worked with the crazy schedule, just nailed it, crushed it, and said, okay, what else you got for me? And we said, you can do this, that, and the other. It was a $20,000 chunk of stuff, concrete, sidewalks, things like that, and gave him the $10,000 deposit. They framed a deck, which was part of it, and disappeared.
Oh, man. So great experience all this time.
Yeah.
And then they start another project. You figure, well, the guy's proven himself, and still you can't trust him. That's awful.
Yep. So it happens to even the most experienced people. So you just, you know, never let your guard down. I let my guard down a bit.
It's hard. I mean, you want to trust people, and then you realize, you know, it's like, all right, we've got to really stay on top of all of this. But I think you're absolutely right to tie all of those payments to certain completion points or markers, because that's really the only way everybody's going to hold each other accountable.
We're talking to Mina Starziak-Hawk. She is the owner of Two Chicks and a Hammer, host of Good Bones, and the brand new Mina AF podcast. So tell us about your new podcast.
Oh, the new podcast. It's definitely not like a different version of me, but not one probably that most people who know me just based on the show are necessarily familiar with. It's very reflective of my social media personal account, which is a lot of it's personal. It's my kids. It's my husband.
It's
you know, it's my life. It's literally everything. It's, you know, poop stories and you know, love it or hate it. It's me. And I think one of the things that's been really cool about having a platform now built elsewhere is that I have a voice that people want to listen to for who knows what reason. But this is, I think, a really good way to talk about the things that don't get talked about a lot, because it's hard to hear the things from people you're not comfortable. Like, you know, if you wanted to learn about, sex therapy from, as a couple, and you ended up, you know, talking to this, you know, wild dominatrix or someone very outside the box, you may not even have that conversation because the comfort level's not there. And I think because who I am, what I represent to a lot of people, just I'm Midwest, like I am comfortable. So it's a comfortable platform to talk about the uncomfortable things that everyone wants to talk about. they're just afraid to talk about.
Well, you are always definitely true to yourself, and you say it like it is, and we love getting to know the real you, and I've always loved the real you, Mina, so I'm glad that you're sharing her with everybody.
Well, thank you.
Mina Starziak-Hawk, host of Good Bones and the brand-new Mina AF podcast. Mina, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and sharing your new ventures, and congratulations on another successful season of Good Bones, just wrapping up the 8th season, and hopefully more to come. Nina's website is twochicksandahammer.com. You can check her out there. And remember, download her new podcast, Mina AF Podcast. Thanks again, Mina.
Thank you guys so much.
Aw, Mina, it's always so great talking to you, and I'm so glad to reconnect after all these years, and happy to hear you're doing so well. All right, still to come, does your home pass the safety check when it comes to your little ones? Well, we're going to tell you what steps you need to take to baby-proof your home before the pitter-patter of those little feet arrive. So stick around.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started. Well, when it comes to protecting kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be totally child safe, but with just a little bit of work, you'll be able to remove the most worrisome hazards.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about your windows. Now, they might look completely harmless, but if your window blinds still have cords, know that they're one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. So you want to shorten all long cords and tie them up and away from the reach of those little hands. You can actually Google Window Covering Safety Council. You've got some information there on that website. Plus, you can also get a free tassel shortening kit, which is definitely important if you still have those window tassels.
Now, another concern is furniture tipping. Kids love to climb, so anything you have that's got shelving on it is going to be very attractive. So make sure bookcases, large TV stands, other climbable furniture is anchored to the wall.
All right, now here's another one. You can finally use this as an excuse to not clean these sliding glass doors. I mean, I've seen it happen with grown people, so think about it with the little kids. You clean that glass on a sliding door, and it is clear and beautiful, and then a lot of times you get people, kids, adults, no matter what, who forget that that door is there, and then they just, like, walk or run straight into it. So if that glass breaks, you can have some serious injury at hand. So apply those decorative details at your child's eye level, and that will give them a constant reminder that the door is closed, and throw one or two up at an adult eye height, too. They'll thank you for it.
There you go. And finally, check your stairs and railings, why don't you? You know, railings need to be at least 36 inches tall, and they can have no more than a 4-inch space between any of the spindles. At the same time, make sure handrails are in place for all the stairs, and make sure those handrails have a closed end. Handrails that don't wrap around the wall can easily catch loose sleeves and cause a fall. We've got more kid safety tips to help you get your house good to go when the babies arrive at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this spring weekend. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand to get your projects done right. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie can help you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Up ahead, window treatments do more than make your windows look good. They can also increase the comfort of your home. We'll explain why when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your questions by going to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Ready to chat with Bobby from Chicago, who wrote into Team Money Pit. Now, Bobby says, I have a water issue in my basement. After a heavy rain, the water is seeping up through the cracks in the floor. What can I do about these spots?
You know, that can be very deceptive. You see that happening and you think, most people think, oh, my water table must be rising. Well, not exactly. Here's how that happens. Water collects at the foundation perimeter through all the sources that our loyal listeners have heard me talk about many times before, gutters being clogged, downspouts not being extended, soil being too flat, all that sort of thing. When that water collects at the outside, a lot of times it will push actually down that foundation wall underneath the footing and right up underneath the basement slab, and then it sprouts like a geyser right from the middle of the floor. And I found that in cases like this, once you've solved the problem that's causing the water to collect at the foundation perimeter, it goes away instantly. So, Leslie, didn't you have a situation once where there was like a tennis ball or a toy or something that was stuck in a gutter that once you pulled it out, the water just went away?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact.
I do remember that because you were away, and I remember you called me in a little bit of a panic when you came back from shooting. Was it while you were out or something, some TV show?
Two separate instances with the same gutter. So years ago, something with the downspout disconnected underground. Water arose in the basement, pulled the rug. It was right after we'd bought the house. But more recently, I'm like, why is this floor all wet? Turns out the boy children in my home threw tennis balls at the roof because, you know, that's what you do. And they clogged up the downspout and then again caused water in the basement. And, like, I don't like getting on ladders with the roof. So I called the gutter guy, and he came over, and he was like, well, you're going to owe me a lot of money for this one. And he literally went, the tennis ball like popped out and made the funniest suction sound. And water just came like flying out of the butt. And I was like, oh, yeah.
A very expensive tennis ball.
Yeah. He's like, you got boy children, huh? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they do.
Well, there you have it. Living the dream.
Yeah. If that's what you want to call a dream, I'm in it, Tom.
Are you ready for new window treatments this spring? Leslie shares how the right kind of treatments can both freshen your space and lower your energy bills in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, window treatments do a lot more than actually just make those windows look good. They can also increase the comfort of your home by helping keep the heat in during the winter and keep the heat out during the summer. So let's talk about drapes. They add beauty, but they also add efficiency to your windows, and they're going to help reduce that heat loss by 10%, up to 10%. Now, insulated cellular shades, those are typically considered to have the highest R value of all window coverings, and they're so energy efficient that you may actually qualify for a tax credit for putting up a shade. It's kind of amazing. I mean, they're a great choice if you're looking for significant energy savings, as well as comfort, privacy, and increased home resale value. Now, the way you use your window coverings can also have a positive impact on your energy savings as well. So during the winter, you want to open the drapes on the sunny side of the house during the day and then allow that passive solar energy to help heat your home. And during the summer, just keep those shades down, especially on the south and west sides of the home, because that's going to reduce heat gain from all that summer sunshine and lower those cooling costs. Now, about 30% of a home's heating energy is lost through those windows. And by using window covering strategically, you can freshen up your decor and get your energy bills looking a lot better.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, if you've been striving to create a lush green lawn around your house, but you feel like you're constantly losing the battle, you may be tempted to throw in the towel and start from scratch. Well, don't panic. We're going to share tips on the best way to restore a luscious green lawn on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.